more great Australian outback towns and pub stories. Written by Bill Swampy Marsh and read by Bill Swampy Marsh and Janet Watson Cruz.
Roy here again, mate, the bloke from Bar Medman that you interviewed a few years back for your Truckies book. We both went to Yanko Agricultural High School, remember? I would have been in fifth year at about the time you started. Then the last time I saw you, you were about 14. You were sitting outside the Bar Medman Hotel waiting for your dad. No doubt with your dad being the manager of the commercial bank over in Beckham, he'd come over to catch up with the manager fella here, and they'd popped into the pub for one or three and a yarn with some of their clients. Anyhow, for a while now I've been jotting down some memories of my time in Bar Medman, from the 50s through to the 70s. Though Bar Medman's a virtual ghost town these days, back in those days it was still a pretty thriving place. Even though the Royal Hotel had shut down by then, there were still two pubs, the Queensland and the Bar Medman. The Queensland was where the more wealthy farmers and businessmen drank, and the only time they went over to the Bar Medman was to employ a labourer. As to its layout, the Queensland had the main bar area with a small room opposite, which had a fireplace. That's where we'd play cards in the winter, in front of the open fire. It still had the old stables out the back. They were from the 1940s, when two locals used to deliver the mail out to the farms by horse and sulky. Pubs back then were for men patrons only, and the only time a woman went inside was to drag a hubby out. I remember one time being in the main bar when a woman burst in through the back door. "Where is he? Where is he?" We didn't have a clue who she was after. But 80-year-old Freddie Fieldgirt certainly did. Like a shot, he went into hiding behind the bar. And so, when Fred's wife got to the bar area and couldn't find him, it was, "I know the so-and-so's in here somewhere, so tell him he'll get it when he comes home." And she left in a huff, leaving old Freddie quaking in his boots. See, it wasn't till the mid-1970s that women were allowed into the pub, and even then they'd have to go out to a larger ladies' lounge area, well away from earshot of the main bar. Also, unless you'd travelled 20 miles legally, all the pubs in New South Wales were supposed to be closed to locals on Sundays. But that didn't stop us. Each Sunday after church, while the women got together at someone's house for morning...